Christ be with you. Well, time flies. Another year just passed. We're almost a month into 2024. In a few days, there'll be Chinese New Year. So we are getting 1 year, maybe older. Well, I don't know about you guys. In my age, when we greet each other, when we're bound to the friends, brother, sister, and colleagues in the workplace, so in church, we don't like to say you're getting 1 year older, or your hair is getting a little wider, or, you know, we like to say become more wise or become wiser. Indeed, we should have much more life experiences compared to a year before. Of course, most of the time when we talk about become wiser, we really talk about a lot of social skills. You gain more social skills in this challenging world.
当然，我们说变得更有经验一些，对我们来讲的话，就是谈论的是社交技能，来去应对这个世界。
So in Chinese, we normally like to say you become more sophisticated.
用中文来讲的话，我们就会说我们要变得更加老练一些。
In plain English, you would say, you know, you are less influenced by what other people say, what other people do.
那么简单的用英文来讲的话，我们就会很少受到他人的言行的影响。
Well, if someone told you 20 some years ago, you and your family will be prosperous, it'll be great, it'll be famous, you're going to have a large family with many, many kids.
如果在20年以前有人告诉我们，如果你遵循我的教导，做这个或做那个，那么你的家庭就会很有名望，你会拥有子嗣更多的大家庭。
But now, you and your wife or your spouse haven't even been able to have a kid yet. What would you think? Will you still trust that person or follow that person, what he say?
那么如今 你和你的妻子还是没有孩子，那你会听按照这个人所告诉你的去做吗？
Well, Bible did have a story. It's a story of Abraham or Abraham at that time.
那么圣经当中记载了一个故事，这个故事呢就是关于亚伯拉罕的故事。
If you have a Bible, let's open your Bible. Turn to Genesis chapter 17.So in the next reading, I will probably just read in English. So to save some time, you can follow along in Chinese with your Bible, if that's okay.
Okay. 那么请打开圣经第十七章。今天我们就来写用英文来读。那么读的过程当中，大家就可以用汉字来对着照着看就可以了。
Genesis chapter 17. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said,I'm God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and blamelessly. Now I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations.I will make you very fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and your kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come, to be your God, and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner,I will give us an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I'll be their God. Then God said to Abraham, As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God also said to Abraham, As for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarah. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give her a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of the nations. Kings of the peoples will come from her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then the God said, Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant to be his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, who Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with money, every male in his household, and circumcised them, as God told him. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised. His son, Ishmael, was 13. Abraham and his son Ishmael were both circumcised on that very day. And every male in Abraham's household, including those born in his household or bought from a foreigner, was circumcised with him. It's quite a long story, but I'm sure a lot of you are probably very familiar with the story, maybe even memorize the story, or even teach the kids in a Sunday school with this story.
这是一个很长的故事，但是我们大家可能都已经读过很多次，甚至可以背诵它，有可能还有在主日学给小朋友有教过。
So the reason I pick this story is because I'm come from Northwest Campus. So our theme in the past few months has been around Genesis. It's my turn to preach in Genesis chapter 17. So I'd like to unpack this story with you together, so that we can listen what God told us.
Through this Bible verses,
As you heard from the story, there are two main characters in this whole story. There will be Abraham or Abraham and God.
那么在这个我们刚读过的这篇信息当中，有两个主要人物，是亚伯兰或者是亚伯拉罕和上帝。
It's all about their interaction.
那么这个信息呢，主要关于是亚伯拉罕和上帝的互动。
So, as you perhaps already saw from the Bible verse projected screen, or you can't see it, sorry.I did have a lot of highlights where, when I, so first thing, we can glean from this story is when God talked, Abraham fell face down and listened. They recorded multiple times.
那么我本来是要打在 PPT 上的，但是大家现在看不到。那么第一点呢，我讲的是神在说，亚伯拉罕夫妇在听。
Verse 1, when opening, they say, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him.
那么在第一节当中，他有说到，亚伯兰99岁的时候，上帝向他显现。
We know this is not the first time God appeared to Abraham. Since Abraham's first interaction with God, what life experiences did Abraham have, or what did Abraham experience since then?
从圣经当中我们也知道，这并不是上帝第一次与亚伯兰交谈。自从亚伯兰第一次与上帝有这样互动以来，他有着什么样的人生经历？
If you continue to open your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 12. From the beginning, verse 1 to 4, they told us that was about 24 years ago when Abram was 75 years old. He lived in Haran.
那么你打开创世纪的12章1到4节告诉我们24年前当亚伯兰75岁的时候他住在哈兰。
He moved there with his father, Terah, a little while ago from a place called Ur, as you can see, as you can get from the PowerPoint in the back.
那么从许多年前他的父亲泰拉将家人从乌尔迁徙到哈兰。那么我们可以从那个地图当中能看到。
Yeah, as you probably know, some history about Ur and Haran are along Euphrates River. It's in current Iraq.
那么我们可以从历史上呢看到，乌尔到哈兰中间是沿着一条幼发拉底河。
This is a major commerce road, so the people live around the area. It's quite rich and it's quite a prosperous city.
那么那个时候呢，这是一条主要的商业航线。那么那个地区的人还是蛮繁荣的。
And that's some.Archaeological evidence show people live in that area at that time. They even have fireplaces in their homes, just like a lot of people here got a fireplace in their house.
那么考古证据显示呢，那个时候在这个地区有许多家庭，甚至在家中有壁炉。
It's a quite a modern community. When the Lord told Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you."I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
我们可以看到，那是一个非常现代化的一个社区。那么，上帝对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地本族富家，往我要指示你的地方去。我必要叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫别人因你得福。”
So Bible told us.So Abraham went, with, as the Lord had told him, and also went with him was his nephew Lot. So he took also his wife Sarah, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran.
因此亚伯兰就照着上帝所说的去行了，罗德也同他一起去。那亚伯兰一起带着他的妻子亚兰，以及他几年以来所积蓄的所有的财产，还有所有的人口，往迦南地去。
So a few details we notice here. Abram and his family did quite well in Haran in terms of material possessions.
那么这里有几个细节我们需要注意的是，在哈兰，亚伯兰和他的家族其实在物质财富上过得相当不错。
Now they need to leave all this behind the comfort zone, move to an unfamiliar place called Canaan, and they have to live in a tent too.
那么现在呢，他又和他的家人要离开他的舒适区，搬到一个新的地方，一个陌生的地方，而且还要住在帐篷里。
The second thing we know, Sarah, his wife, still has no child.
那么第二个点呢，就是我们看到他的妻子撒来不能生育。
Previous chapter, chapter 11 in Genesis, they said the reason Sarah was childless was because she was not able to conceive.
那么在前面的十一章当中有说到撒来不能生育，没有办法生孩子。
Also, God said here, "I will make you into a great nation." God did not say, "I will make your nation great," but "I will make you a great nation."
那么我们要注意的呢是，上帝给亚伯兰说，我要让你成为大国，而不是说让你的国家大起来。
I don't know if you heard about this. What did this mean to a person, or to a couple who had a little child say, "You will be a great nation"?
那么我要使你成为大国，对一个连孩子都无法生育的夫妻意味着什么呢？
Abram, listen, and obediently move to Canaan.
亚伯兰倾听并顺服了上帝，而且搬到了迦南。
We don't know what he was besides his obedience and listen. He might have some expectation. Hey, by changing environment, you never know. He might get a, you know, conceive a child. We don't know. Bible does not say that. It's just purely speculation.
我们不知道这个亚伯兰的心理活动是什么样子的。他有可能在想，如果搬迁到一个新的地方，就有可能会添一房子嗣。
But one thing we do know from what the Bible says, after the move, Abram experienced many hardship.
但是有一个事情我们是确信的，就是亚伯兰在迁徙之后呢，经历了很多苦难。
First famine, so they have to move to Egypt.
首先他们经历了饥荒，所以他们要搬到埃及。
Then he feared what was going to happen to him, so he lied about his wife, say, "That's my sister," to Pharaoh's official.
那么因为恐惧和害怕，他给那个法老的官员们撒谎，说他的妻子是他的妹妹。
Later, they experienced family infighting and separation with his nephew Lot because their shepherd were fighting with each other.
接着就是家庭内部的战争与纷争，就是亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人有相争。
Of course, later they experienced war becausethe nations, the kings in the surrounding nation fight to try to capture the area when his nephew Lot was captured, then Abraham has to rescue him.
再后来呢，还有围绕迦南的一些列王就有战争，他的侄儿罗德被四个国王给俘虏，所以呢亚伯兰就不得不去解救他。
So life has not been smooth after the moving, and Abraham was so afraid.
那么在搬迁之后呢，生活并不如他想象的那么顺利，亚伯兰还是感到害怕。
So in chapter 15, the Lord appeared to Abraham in vision one more time, say, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I'm your shield, your very great reward."
那么在第十五章当中，上帝又一次向亚伯兰显现。然后呢，他对亚伯兰说：“亚伯兰，不要害怕，我是你的盾牌，你的赏赐必会丰盛。”
Abraham is probably confused and did not quite understand what God said, so he inquired the Lord twice, even asked a question two different ways.
那么亚伯兰可能感到很困惑，也不理解上帝的话，所以他两次向上帝发问。那么他两次发问的方式还是不一样的。
He asked, "Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I'm remain childless and the one who inherited my estate is Eliezer of Damascus?"
亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？那叫掌管我家人的是大马士革人以利以谢。
So next time he asked, he want to ask one more clearly, so,You give me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir.
那么第二次他又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的子嗣。
But God tell him very clearly, the man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. So he took him outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them."And God also told him, "Your offspring will be just like the stars in the sky."
那么，耶和华的话临到亚伯兰说：“这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才是你的后嗣。”他领亚伯兰出去说：“你向天观看，数算天上的星，能数算过来的吗？”他又说：“你的后嗣将要如此。”
So Abraham believed the law, and the law credited him as righteousness.
那么亚伯兰又一次相信上帝，耶和华就以此算他为义。
After so many years, went through so much hardship, his situation is probably not better than when he left Haran, or situation probably a little worse than before.
那么经过这么多年的苦难，他的境况可能不比在哈兰的时候有好多少，情况可能会比以前更糟糕。
But Abraham still believed the law. Because of this, the law credited him as righteousness.
但是亚伯兰仍然相信耶和华，因为耶和华算他为义。
So Abraham's life got into another dilemma.
那么亚伯兰的生命旅程又一次陷入了一个困境。
Remember, God said, I will make you into a great nation. Then also said again, a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. But his wife, Sarah, who had left the comfortable places in Haran, has been his companion, his comfort along all these hardship, still have not borne him a child.
记得我们刚才有说，上帝说，我要使你成为大国。然后又说，你本身所生的才是你的后嗣，但他的妻子撒来一直与他同行，是他在这些艰难岁月中的慰藉，仍然没有给他生育儿子。
Although their hearts were willing to believe the law, but logically, intellectually, it was difficult.
那么尽管他们内心愿意相信上帝，但在逻辑和理性上却是很困难的。
At that era, to a couple who has no child, who cannot conceive, is a disgrace among the people.
那么对于一个无法怀孕生子的夫妇来说，在那个时代其实是一件耻辱的事情。
We're probably familiar with the story of the John the Baptist, his parents Zechariah and Elizabeth.
那么我们可能也记得，就是使许约翰的父母，撒加利亚和伊丽莎白。
So when God blessed them a son at an old age, Elizabeth said, "In those days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people."
那么在那个时候，他们生了一个儿子。那么伊丽莎白就说：“主在眷顾我的日子，这样看待我。”要我在人间的要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。
So Abraham and Sarah has been carrying this disgrace all these years, among many many other hardships we just talked about.
亚伯兰和撒来除了在经历的外在的那些艰难之外呢，还一直忍受着这个耻辱。
So Sarah did what the tradition at that era people would do.With no guardian, with no child. He used an Egyptian slave girl as a surrogate to build a family for Abraham with Abraham's flesh and blood.
那么撒来按照当时传统的方法，就把他自己的埃及使女作为代孕，为亚伯兰建立一个由他的血肉而生的一个家庭。
Now this created another problem for himself, for herself and Abraham because Hagar.The slave girl despised her.
当然，他这一做法却为自己和亚伯兰在后来创造了很多的问题，因为他的使女夏甲藐视了他。
So Sarah complained to Abraham, "You are responsible for all the wrongs I'm suffering."
撒来就向亚伯兰抱怨说：“我因你受屈。”
So at the age of 86, Hagar born Abraham a son, Ishmael.
那么在八十六岁的时候，夏甲给亚伯兰生一个儿子，叫伊什玛利。
Now Abraham is 99 years old. Ishmael is 13 years old now.
那么现在亚伯兰是九十九岁，那个伊什玛利是十三岁。
Bible did not tell us exactly what happened during the past 13 years. I can only imagine, you know, Sarah is probably nagging Abraham all this time. You are responsible for the wrongs I'm suffering.
那么我们不知道就是在这过去的13年当中发生了什么，但是我们只能想象撒来是如何唠叨抱怨亚伯兰，他因亚伯兰而受屈。
Abraham is probably torn apart between his fraction brother Ishmael and his loving wife Sarah, who has been his companion all this time, her suffering because her way trying to build a family for Abraham.
那么亚伯兰肯定会在他的骨肉以实玛利与他的妻子之间受尽折磨，因为他的妻子做法让他充他的妻子对他充满了怨恨。这也是因为他试图想要帮助亚伯兰建立一个家庭。
So under this background, under this context, the Lord appeared to Abraham again.
那么在这样的背景下，上帝再次向亚伯兰显现。
So if you notice, this is the first time in the Bible the Lord said Himself, "I'm God Almighty or All Shaddai."
那么我们可以注意到，在这里上帝第一次自称说我是全能的神。
And he told Abraham to walk before me faithfully and be blamelessly.
他要求亚伯兰在他面前诚实行走，纯全无瑕。
And what was Abraham's reaction?
那么亚伯兰的反应是什么呢？
The verse 3 says he fell face down.
那么在这个第三节当中就说他伏伏在地。
After all these life journeys, Abraham still trusts the Lord. He reverenced the Lord.
那么经过这一生的旅程，亚伯兰仍然信靠上帝，敬畏上帝。
And God told Abraham, "This covenant will be even greater than what I gave you before."
那么这一次，上帝对亚伯兰说，我的约会更大。
Not only make you into a great nation, but also you will be the father of many, many nations.
不仅仅是使你成为大国，还要将你还要将你成为多国的父。
So your name will be changed from Abraham, which means exalted father, to Abraham, which means the father of many nations.
你的名字将从亚伯兰，意思是尊贵的父，改为亚伯拉罕，多国的父。
And in the same way, your wife will be changed in the name from Sarah, which is a princess, to Sarah, which also carries the meaning of a princess of mother of many nations.
那么你的妻子名字也从萨莱，是公主的意思，改为萨拉，是后来被称为多国之母。
God told them very clearly, without any ambiguity, with certainty, said, "This time I will bless her, and I will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of the nations. Kings of the people will come from her," very clearly.
那么上帝这一次非常清楚，没有任何含糊地告诉他们，我必赐福给他，也必使他给你生一个儿子，我要赐福给他，使他成为多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。
Abraham must be hear every single word as he continued fell face down with reverence heart listening.
那么亚伯拉罕肯定是伏伏在地，一个字一个字在听上帝的话。
So Bible says he laughed. We don't know why he laughed.
圣经上说，亚伯拉罕在听上帝的话的时候有在笑，但我们不知道他为什么会笑。
He maybe this is an unbelievable blessing. He did not hide his feeling. After all these experiences, this time he wanted to hear it right.
有可能是因为这是一个难以置信的祝福，因为在经历着二十几年的这个经历之后呢，他没有办法隐藏自己的欣喜的之情。
The first question he asked is, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old?" With Sarah born a child at the age of 90?
那么他第一个问题就是说，一百岁的人还能生子吗？九十岁的萨拉还能生育吗？
Because God told him, will make him a great nation, and use his own flesh and blood will be his heir. But at least then Sarah still has not born him a son.
因为神与他立约，说他要与他使他成为大国，要给他赐后嗣，但是到目前，撒拉还没有给他生一子。
Even Ishmael was his flesh and blood. From the tradition, also from the ownership perspective, Sarah owned Ishmael through slave girl Hagar.
那么从传统和主权的角度上来讲，撒拉其实还是这个伊什玛利的主人。
So he asked again, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing.
那么他亚伯拉罕还问上帝，那么亚伯拉罕能在你的祝福下生活吗？
So God knows Abraham and Sarah's dilemma. They did not bring them for the desire to get it clearly.Got it right.
那么神并没有责怪他们，因为神知道他们的困境。
So God told him clearly, this time it will be Sarah will bear your child.
所以这次上帝说，是你的妻子撒拉一定会给你生一个孩子。
What about Ishmael?
那么对于这个伊什玛利怎么办
？God keep his covenant with Abraham even though they made a mistake.Because Ishmael is Abraham's flesh and blood.
那么神继续的保守了他的约，因为他知道即使是亚伯拉罕和撒拉犯了错，上帝仍然去祝福这个伊什玛利。
And as we just read, the Bible says, as for Ishmael, I will surely bless him, I will make him fruitful, and greatly increase his number.
那么在这个第十二节二十章。二十节当中说，至于伊什玛利，我也会应许你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛，使其繁多。
Because Abraham's faith and God's blessing, God told Abraham, but my covenant will go through with Isaac.
那神还给亚伯拉罕说，我的约是要你通过这个以撒来立的。
So God talked, Abraham listened with face fell down. Fell face down.
所以这里就是讲的就是神在说，亚伯拉罕夫妇在听。
So next, when God instructs Abraham, act immediately.
第二个信息呢是神在讲亚伯拉罕在行动。
In verse 19,This time, God told us clearly this covenant will be different from the one before, with one condition.
那么在这个第十九章当中就说，这次我在第十九节当中想，这次我的约有所不一样，因为这里有一个条件。
Every male in your family, including yourself, your child, Ishmael, all the males you bought from the foreign male, all has to be circumcised.
因为在你们在你家是家里生的或者是用银子买的所有的男子都必须得受割礼。
So what was Abraham's reaction this time?
那么这次亚伯拉罕的反应是什么呢？
If you turn to your Bible, verse 23 said, "Verily, on the very day Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household, all bought with his money, every male in his household,And circumcised them.
那么把圣经翻到第二十三节当中，我们能看到，说正当那日，亚伯拉罕遵着神的命，给他的儿子伊什玛利和家里一切的男子，无论是在家里生的，是用银子买的，都行了割礼。
So his reaction was immediate, without any delay, on the very day.
那么就在那一刻，亚伯拉罕立即去行动。
Remember.He has yet to have a son of his flesh and blood through Sarah.
那么，那他他是有自己的亲生骨肉的。
And he still believed what the Lord said, and he submitted to the Lord's instruction.
我刚才说错了一个，就是他即使是还没有自己亲生骨肉，他照样还去相信上帝。
And no, he still didn't know how Sarah would give a birth to a child.
即使是他仍然不知道萨拉如何生子。
24 years after he left a comfortable place, Haran, he still has now become a great nation, let alone father of many nations.
那么离开亚兰后的24年里，他仍然没有成为一个大国，更不用说成为一个多国的父呢。
From the history, we know that circumcision as a practice was commonly practiced among the nation in the Canaan area.
那根据历史记录，在亚伯兰时代啊，割礼是许多民族或部落的一个惯例。
Mostly for the hygienic reason or for a boy as a ceremony become an adult.
那么主要是为了一些行割礼，主要呢是为了一些男孩子的卫生。
From the Bible, we can see obviously Abraham's household did not do a circumcision.
那么从过这些的经文，我们可以看到亚伯拉罕的家庭并没有实行这个惯例。
Now himself is a 99 years old, an old fellow. His son is a 13-year-old rebellious teenager.
那么他现在已经是99岁了，年事已高。那伊什玛利也已经是13岁了。
Circumcision in today's medical practice is not a big deal. It's a fairly small procedure.
那么从今天的这个医学上来讲的话，割礼并不是什么大不了的事情。
But for the old man, for the teenagers, he must have felt some pain.
那么对于一个十几岁的青少年和一个九十几岁的老人来讲，接受这个割礼应该是要感受到一些疼痛的。
As a matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 34, then we talk about circumcision when Shechem and his fellow Hivites has a circumcision. Bible say in 3 days later, they still feel pain. So the pain at that time was quite real.
那么在这个创世纪的34章当中就有讲到世界的这个隔离。在三天之后呢，他们还会受到身体的疼痛。
So Abraham has to have an inward submission, an inward obedience to God's instruction. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult for him to have this outward action.
那么亚伯拉罕肯定是有内在的顺服，所以他才可以忍受外在的疼痛。
And Abraham, led by example, he circumcised himself first, then his son Ishmael, then the male from his household, then afterwards the males what he bought with money.
那么亚伯拉罕还是以身作则，他首先是自己行割礼，然后是他的儿子伊什玛利，再然后呢是他家里的男人，最后呢是从外族买来的。
Obedience, submission needs to pay some and price, some sacrifice.
那么顺服其实是要付出一些的代价的。
First of all, I have to start with the head of a household, the person who received the covenant from the law.Has to lead by example.
那么，这个呢是要从家里面的一家之主来先开始，因为这个人先接受了来自神的约定。那么隔离是从心开始的，是从内心的顺服开始的。
So once we understand the context, what a covenant of circumcision, it's not difficult to understand circumcision without inward submission is without any value.
那么我们可以看到，就是如果受隔离没有任何的顺服的话，它其实是没有任何价值的。
So in the later chapter of the Bible, repeated many times by Moses, by Prophet Jeremiah, also by when God talk about rebellious Israel, they all talk about have an uncircumcised heart.
那么，在这个圣经当中也有一些有讲到，比如说有摩西，还有那个耶利米，都有讲过受隔离的一些话题。
Circumcise, need to circumcise your heart first.
那么受隔离这里的事是要让你的心来受隔离。
In the New Testament, Apostle Paul said, "A man is a Jew if he is one inwardly, and the circumcision is the circumcision of the heart." By the Spirit, not by the written code.
那么在使徒保罗就有说到，唯有在里面是犹太人真受隔离，心是由神的灵做的，不是由字面的条文而做的。
So how does Abraham's covenant of circumcision apply to the 21st century Christians?
那么亚伯拉罕的受隔离对如今二十一世纪的基督徒又有什么样的暗示呢？
First of all, God expects us to be honest towards him in our willingness to keep the terms of a covenant with us.
那么首先就是神想要让我们来去顺服，来去保守与我们之间的约定。
If we don't understand clearly what God's word, God's promise, we ought to humbly ask God. He will give us a clear instruction.
那么即使是我们不清楚，感到很迷惑，不知道我们与神之间的约定是什么，但是我们要一定要做的就是来到主面前，来去向他求。当你求的时候，神清清楚楚的会告诉你。
Just like Abraham asked, Is Ishmael the one?Just like God told Abraham, if Ishmael is the one.
Oh, okay. 所以就像是那个神给亚伯拉罕说的，那个伊什玛利并不是他给那个亚伯拉罕应许的。
So God is a compassionate God. Even though Sarah and Abraham made a mistake using so-called wisdom, the tradition to get Abraham or Ishmael, but God keep his promise by blessing Ishmael.
那么神是慈爱的神，那么即使是亚伯拉罕和撒拉犯了一些的错误，那么他继续的去保守自己的约定，来不断的去祝福伊什玛利。
This time God clearly told Abraham, because Abraham asked him clearly, their blessing will be the son by themselves.Isaac.
那么在这个时候呢，神就给亚伯拉罕清楚地说，我要与你的儿子以撒立约。
The second, we have to listen to God's word with reverent heart.
那么首先那第二个呢，就是我们要去形成敬畏的来去聆听他。
With full attention.
全神贯注地去聆听。
God expects us to understand His promise, His words very clearly.
神期望我们很全神贯注地倾听，并且理解他的应许。
Lastly, just like Abraham, when we clearly know what God tells us to do, we shall act immediately.
那么第三个呢，就是当我们一听到神向我们说话，我们马上就行动。
With inward obedience.
而行动的过程当中，我们内里面、心里面一定要去顺服。
Also, we have to lead by example.
那么我们就要去按着这个亚伯拉罕的这个例子去行。
There are some parallels, Abraham's life journey to our experiences, at least in CCCI, Chinese Community Church of Indianapolis.
那么在我们的这个人生经历当中，也有与这个亚伯拉罕的故事有些相似的。那么在几年当中，就是这个教会，就咱们这个目前这个教会也有过一些的调查。
We did a survey many years ago, asking about how many years have been in Christ.
那么我们的调查呢，就是去问大家的这个信主的年限有多长。
The average is about 20 years.
那么平均的年限呢是20年。
So, over these years, we might have experienced some hardship, some unpleasant events, whether in our workplace, in our family, or even our church life, just like what Abraham's experienced.
那么在这么多年当中，我们有可能也会经历一些的苦难，一些不愉快的事情，比如说是在工作当中，在家庭当中，甚至在教会当中，就像亚伯拉罕离开这个哈兰一样。
But we know God's hand has been with us on every step of the way, even when we stumble because of a character flaws.
那么我们知道神的手在我们的每一步的道路上都与我们同在，即使是我们的性格方面有一些，即使是因为我们的性格有一些缺陷，他照样与我们同在。
Even when made many mistakes, may cause a lot of troubles for others.
就即使是我们犯了很多错，给别人带来了很多的麻烦。
Our God is compassionate God, just like what we sing today.
那么神是慈爱的神，就像我们今天所敬拜的那个诗歌一样。
So the question is, are we willing to listen to God's words with more attentive hearts, fell face down in our heart?
那么问题是，我们是否愿意很专注的去倾听啊，俯伏倾听上帝？
Are we acting immediately when God clearly telling us what to do, such as reconcile with others, edify other people, live our Christian life, to make disciples of all nations, to be His witness?
我们是否会立即去行动，与他人和好，建造他人，活出基督的样式，使万民做主的见证？
If you are a new Christian,
如果你是新的基督徒。
May Abraham's life story and life experience encourage you in your walk with Jesus Christ.
希望亚伯拉罕的生活经历能鼓励到你与救世主的这个同行。
We don't know what will happen, but God's promise will never fail.
我们不知道将会发生什么，但是神的应许永不言败。
He blesses those who believe in Him.
他祝福那些信靠他的人。
So may all of us become wiser this year than a year before.
Yeah, so 我给大家的祝福呢，就是希望大家今年比去年更有智慧。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us your word through the written Bible to us.
主，感谢你把你的经文、你的话语赐给我们。
Through the story of Abraham.
通过亚伯拉罕的故事。
We know you are the loving God, you are the Almighty God.
我们知道你是有爱的神，你是全能的神。
You bless those for trusting you.
我们每弟兄姊妹都要去信靠你。
May you help us so we can listen to your word with reverent heart, with full attention.
让我们完完全全的俯伏在你面前，完全的去信靠和倾听你。
Clearly understand your instruction to us.
完全的明白你对我们所讲的话。
So that we can act immediately and lead by example.
这样我们可以即时的去行动，来为你做见证。
Through the circumcision of our heart.
请你在我们心里面来进行隔离。
May you bless all of us who are willing to come before you and trust in you.
请你来祝福。凡是来到你面前的每一位弟兄姐妹。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。